Text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title, Christmas in Harmony. Text, New York City. A young woman looks in a mirror as she slips on a vest. Credits, Ashley Murray. Her phone rests on a table.
Hey lady, it's Tracy. Camilla told me about your new gig. You should come by tonight and decorate the tree and celebrate. I got plenty left over vegan pumpkin pie.
Credits, Luke James. A man bumps her with a Christmas tree as she races to the sidewalk. Credits, Basil Wallace. With Michelle Williams. From above, a snowy New York skyline, she holds her phone as she walks. Credits, and Loretta Devine.
Hey, Ruthann. Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about getting the coffee this morning. I already got it. I actually just left the studio setting it up for Melody.
Day one, girl, post-merger. Supra meets Sonic Sound, music industry giant.
Okay, Beyonce, it's your mother, not your assistant.
Her mom's shopping.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm glad you're excited about your new job.
Same job, Mama. Same co-worker, same boss. The only thing that's new is the name and perhaps an expanded role of senior director.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a senior citizens discount on Tuesday. I should come back here tomorrow. You know, these people are far too proud of their produce. Who ever heard of $2.75 for an apple?
I don't know. I haven't set foot in a grocery store since we started coordinating this merger.
How many you have to eat? Did you get the cobbler I sent you?
Oh, you mean Mama Matthew's countdown to Christmas cobbler?
I went with prune this year.
You know what, Mama? I gotta go.
I'm picking up holiday treats for the office.
It's all right. I'm just saying it's either courier cobbler or a Christmas visit. You make the call.
Yeah, okay, Mama, you made me miss my shop. I gotta go.
She shakes her head, then backtracks on the sidewalk. Harmony steps from an elevator carrying bakery boxes into a festively decorated office. She beams.
Ruthann, did you see the sign? Supersonic Records. We really did it.
You did it. Everybody knows none of this would have happened without your vision.
Yeah, well, now we just need to get Melody's Records home base.
And finalize details of the tour.
Right.
Do you want me to put these in the conference room? Because your room is full of boxes and not the bakery kind.
What?
She nods eagerly and smiles. Harmony moves past her into a corner office.
Looks like somebody's moving on up.
to the corner office on the east side of the building.
With a private room.
With all those executives.
C-suite territory, baby.
Harmony, I need to see you in my office, please.
She grabs a tablet.
Of course, Mac.
She sits across from Mac and shakes her head.
Downsized?
She stares at him.
I'm supposed to be getting upgraded. Senior director level upgraded.
I know, Harmony. Believe me, there have been so many redundancies with this merger. I told the super guys that you were the real deal.
Well, this deal wouldn't have happened without me. And now you're trying to get rid of me?
Me? No. I'm the one who spotted you out of the mailroom and brought you up to the top floor.
No. Spotting the act that became this label's number one artist is what got me out of the mailroom and to the top floor. And making this merger happen should have gotten me that promotion, Mac.
You're right. I am on your side. I know it doesn't seem like that right now.
You know what? You're going to regret this. And I hope that I'm still available when you realize it.
I got Supra to keep you on payroll through year end. Take the vacation you never take. Enjoy the holidays. After that.
I'm on my own?
She turns to go, then pauses as she sees her co-workers watching them on the other side of the glass. She turns to Mac and scowls.
Right.
She moves hurriedly toward her office. Ruthann walks her to the elevator and pushes the button. Harmony holds the empty bakery boxes and turns to face her.
10 years and all I'm leaving with is crumbs.
Ruthann watches with concern as Harmony's eyes fill with tears. She waves as the door closes. Harmony holds her phone to her ear.
Hello?
Mama?
Yes, what is it, baby?
I'm coming home.
Oh!
A yellow cab pulls away from a two-story house that stands trimmed and garlanded. Dressed in pumps and a dark coat, Harmony wheels her luggage up the long walkway to the front door.
Comfort and joy, oh time.
Her mom's eyes widen as she opens the door.
Harmony! Oh, what are you doing here? Your flight doesn't land for another...
2 hours ago. Ruth Ann got me an earlier flight, so I just...
I was going to get some balloons, and I've already wrapped you up a piece of my Christmas prune cobbler. It's in my purse. Let me go and get it.
Oh, no, 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 Mama. As appetizing as that sounds, I am good on the purse prunes.
My baby!
She takes her in her arms.
It's good to see you, Mama.
You know, this is the first Christmas you've come home since...
Mama blinks away tears, and Harmony takes her hands.
I'm all right.
This is supposed to be a happy occasion.
Right?
Yeah.
Divine timing. You know, I was just going to go drop off some pies at the church, and you can help me.
Oh, Mama, I just want to go upstairs and get changed.
Oh, hush. Oh, my baby's home. I can't wait to show you off to everybody. Get the pies.
From above, snow blankets a small town surrounded by tree-covered mountains. Mama and Harmony carry boxes.
Thank goodness you're here, Mother Matthews. These people are testing my testimony.
Oh, love is patient, love is kind, Sister Nia.
Oh, thank you, Deacon.
My pleasure. Pies almost smell as good as you look, Chris. I mean, Mother Matthews.
Harmony, you remember Deacon James, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Deacon. Nice to see you again. Oh, I was so sorry to hear about your wife.
Oh, thank you, dear. Last month made 3 years she'd been gone. God rest his soul.
Mother Matthews, where are the backup lights? These all have broken bulbs. Should we wrap up some boxes, or should we just wait until people bring in donations? And then also, would you...
All good questions. But the real question is, did you bring some pies for us?
Oh.
Or are they all for the food drive? I mean, Kevon has been talking about Mother Matthews pies since last year's fundraiser.
Oh. The backup lights. They are in the south storage closet. Also, we do need to wrap some boxes to make this place look more festive. And, Sister Nia, I brought some pies for the volunteers. Like I said, love is patient.
Well, love may be patient, but I is hungry.
Oh, here we go.
Just like I remember. Our gracious Lady Mother Matthews, Chief Operating Parishioner of Bethel North, AME.
Deacon James, why don't you tell Harmony about the upcoming events at the church?
Oh, she don't want me to bore with church chatter. Big music executive and all of that.
Oh, there is nothing boring about this church's events, especially with a person so musically inclined as my Harmony.
She smiles.
Of course. Church events. I mean, how serendipitous that you are here, Harmony. Music is even embedded in your name, and we could use your musical expertise. Your mother thought that you could help with the Outreach Ministries annual HHC fundraiser, the Holiday Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh, wow. You know, I haven't sung in years. I mean, not on a stage, at least.
No, see, the our choir director went on a ski trip, and trip is exactly what he did, from a 1,600-meter slope. He is healing, but it doesn't look like God's time is going to coincide with showtime.
Harmony nods.
So, will you direct the show?
It's just that I have this thing with work.
You could sing if you preferred.
No.
Mama lowers her eyes and frowns.
Yes, I'll direct.
Oh, wonderful! Oh, baby!
A man in a cast and sling directs choir rehearsal at the front of the church. He drops his baton.
Stop! Stop!
He drags it with his crutch.
Just to let you know, I'm not directing the show this year. Don't worry, we're gonna have a very special guest director this year.
She carries boxes.
She has so many pies. What should she do with her?
She can't see in front of her as a man approaches.
Oh, hold on. Let me help you.
What? Is someone there?
No, wait.
They both land on the floor.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I couldn't see. I got pie all over my pot of pumps.
He stares at her.
Harmony?
She gathers the pies and turns to him with wide eyes.
Kyle?
Speak of the devil. Sounds like your new choir director just arrived. Come on in!
They stare.
I'm sorry about the pies. They're calling me. If you could just...
She fumbles with the boxes and stands. He wipes the pie from his hand and follows her. They walk side by side toward the choir.
I promise I'm not following you. My buddy just told me to come to the stage.
Your buddy?
Yeah.
Mama finds the scattered pie boxes.
My pies! Oh!
She glares at them.
Oh, Mother Matthews does make some delicious pies. Everybody! Say hello to our new choir director.
Harmony stares as he hands Kyle the baton.
Deacon, can you explain to me what's going on here?
The deacon frowns. Harmony scowls and lowers her eyes. Kyle waits outside the deacon's office.
This is not going to work for me. Hi, Kyle.
Miss Matthews.
Mama got this.
Harmony stops as Mama closes the door. She waits with Kyle. She turns away from him.
Wait, you got a little thing.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, you just had a little sweet potato.
No, I don't.
She touches her hair.
Okay.
Then she wipes her hand on her shirt.
Lemon meringue.
She peeks in the window.
This job to start with.
Mother Matthews, I'm sorry for the confusion.
God is not the author of confusion. And this...
Harmony crosses her arms.
Have you ever even seen a holiday hallelujah chorus?
No. Have you?
I have not. But my mom has told me all about it for years.
Oh, so I guess that makes you qualified to lead the choir, huh?
Well, you know, I used to go to this church, okay? Once a member of Bethel North AME, always a member.
Eternal membership is for the afterlife, H. AME membership requires bodies in the pew, but
yeah.
You wouldn't know about that.
This body is no concern to you.
What you need to be more concerned with is that pie on your shoes. Ah, made you look.
She frowns.
It's a little bougie for Bethel, isn't it? Just a little bit?
You know, I just came from the airport, okay? I wasn't expecting this. Uh-huh. I wasn't expecting any of this.
Yeah.
Bodies in the pews. You know, have you ever been in town long enough to be a member of anything? Weren't you just in New Orleans last month?
How do you know that? You've been, keeping tabs on me?
Kyle turned down a paying gig to take over the HHC for me. I am not gonna turn him away.
I'm sorry, brother, but this is important to Mother Matthews. And what's important to Mother Matthews is important to me.
Mama crosses her arms and looks down her nose at him.
We have mutual friends.
Hmm.
Social media is a thing.
Oh, social media. Are you saying you're up for getting social while you're in town, H? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
No one calls me H anymore.
Well, Harmony, I'm no nobody.
It's been well over 5 years, Kyle. You're a nobody to me.
Ouch. Wow, that's, okay.
Shrugs.
Guess we'll have plenty of time to get reacquainted while you're singing in the choir that I'm directing!
Oh!
The deacon gets up from his desk.
You know what? How about you just rewrite the intro while I'm directing?
You know, that intro could use a little help.
Yeah, that's one thing that we can agree on.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be a little better if it was like,
They watch the couple from the office door window. Mama nods approvingly.
Yeah, thanks, Barry White, but I needed a little more Santa Claus and
okay.
A little less slow jams.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking that it would be something more like...
In Excelsis Day, yo.
She looks into his eyes.
Just beautiful, wasn't that something?
That's good. But I think I could one-up you. Maybe something like, In Excelsis Day.
Oh, is trouble coming?
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with a little good trouble, is there?
Are we talking about the show?
I don't know. Are we?
I think we've found our solution.
Yes, we have.
They return to the choir.
I am happy to announce that the Holiday Hallelujah Choir auditions will begin tomorrow as scheduled. led by your new choir director. Or rather, your new choir directors. Brother Kyle Noah and Sister Harmony Matthews.
Harmony and Kyle reluctantly join the others in applause. A woman in dark glasses drags into supersonic.
There she is.
She sits.
Would you like some coffee, Melody?
She looks away.
He meant tea, Melody. Herbal.
Cream and sugar?
Melody Star only takes honey.
Right. For my vocal cord health. You know, Harmony would know that. You have 3 minutes. I'm listening.
Well, thank you for coming in today, Miss Star. We understand that you, were a tad bit surprised by a few of our more recent, personnel changes.
Oh, you're trying to play me for a fool. Make that 2 minutes.
No, I'm not trying to play you for anything. We're trying to make you happy. How can we do that?
Where's the flavor? What's your, remind me of your name.
Frank McIntyre. Mac, do you mean like peppermint? Are we still talking about tea here?
Forget the tea. I'm talking about style, color. You see this blouse, Frank?
She points.
You see this right here?
Mm-hmm.
It's Elian gold. And like the eel, this unique, specific to my vibe, creativity-inspiring color helps me summon the magic. Y'all think y'all can really elevate my sound?
Look, Melody, your contract clearly states your obligation to this label. And nowhere in there are there any contingencies or language about the fashion of our staff. I suggest that you...
She holds her hands up and stares at him. Ruth listens.
Oh, you think the name means I'm mellow? Or that I'm just some gorgeous songbird fa-la-la-la-ing too busy to read the fine print? Oh, but you're gonna learn today. Because my contract, gentlemen, obligates me to make one more record here. One. Do you know the big fan base or how much revenue I take with me if I left this label after one record?
I do. It's quite a bit.
Would you like me to make another gold record for you?
Yes. Helium gold.
Because I can do that. Platinum even. But I need some folks around here who get me. But all I see are some tech heads who wouldn't know a bop from a banger. Please get Harmony back, or I'll be back with my lawyers.
Ruth Ann holds her phone and smirks as Melody storms out. Harmony pours hot cocoa at a party.
You don't have anything like this in New York, do you, Harmony?
Oh, no. Well, we do have this tiny little gathering in Rockefeller Center every year where they broadcast it to millions of people, but no, it's not like this.
Ha ha, smarty pants. This Christmas lighting is not a show. It's community.
Mm-hmm. The entire town comes out, from the elder care to the kinder care.
Mama turns and stares.
Harmony, is that who?
She sees Kyle hug a young woman.
Oh, that's... Nope, that is nobody. You know what? Hey, I forgot something in the car. I'll be right back.
No, I'm gonna miss all the festivities.
Mama, listen, I can see it. I can see it from here.
She walks backwards.
I just really can't. It's fine.
She bumps into Kyle.
You know we gotta stop being like this.
They smile.
3, 2, 1.
They look in wonder as multicolored lights suddenly sparkle around them.
It's beautiful, huh?
She smiles.
So, you're here with, Felicia Hewitt?
Felicia waves.
Yeah. My parents and Darius are around here somewhere. The whole family.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. It's just hilarious. It's so funny. Yeah, just the three of us. The three, all of just big old reunion. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I needed tonight.
Hi,
Harmony.
Hi.
I have to get back to the kids. Are you ready to go?
Pulls her away.
You know what? It was really great bumping into you, Kyle, but I'm just going to let you get back to your Felicia, to your family. That wasn't awkward at all.
They go.
What?
You got no game, Mama.
Harmony sleeps surrounded by pillows.
Rise and shine! Auditions start in 1 hour.
Oh, what time is it?
Time for you to wake up.
She frowns as Mama sets down a tray.
Co-directors, how is that even a thing?
Oh, the two of you used to be quite a thing. And personally, I think it is a great solution.
Harmony sips her coffee.
Baby. Is this the snow globe your father gave you a long time ago?
Yeah.
She smiles.
I like to keep it near.
Harmony winds it up.
I remember the day he gave that to you.
Her eyes fill with tears as she looks at it.
His angel, firstborn, going off on her own to New York City.
Shakes her head.
Yeah, well, I wasn't supposed to be on my own.
True. But your father felt that you could handle anything that the world threw at you.
He used to say, whenever I felt the world whipping around me, just let everything settle and follow my North Star. It'll guide me home.
And look at you. Home.
Yep.
She sets the snow globe on her night table.
Just like I left it. Hasn't changed a bit.
Mama shakes her head and sits on the bed.
Although it'll never be the same without Daddy.
You know what else hasn't changed? Kyle Noah.
Ugh, Mama.
What? Listen, I am old, but I'm not blind.
Yeah, well, your memory must be going too. If you think that I could ever, ever be interested in Kyle Noah after what he did to me.
Oh, God, forgive us, for we know not what we do.
I don't have to forgive him, Mama.
She frowns.
I just have to work with him.
Harmony checks her phone while they arrive at the church.
All right, I'll see you inside.
Okay, Mama.
She watches Ruth's recording.
Please get Harmony back, or I'll be back with my lawyers.
Did you know she was coming in?
I had no idea, but it sounds like something that she'd do.
Is that Harmony? Listen, Harmony. Talk to the guys at Super today.
You talk to them.
Look, if you can create the perfect sound for the final track of Melody's album, I think I might just be able to get your job back.
Yeah, my job or the job I'm supposed to have, senior director.
Harmony, if you can keep Melody happy long enough for her to sign her next contract with Supersonic Sounds, you can have whatever position you want. Just finish the track, make it amazing.
Harmony and Kyle sit at a table for the auditions.
The Lord is come.
Let earth
receive
her King. Let every heart
declare his name. And heaven and nature sing.
They stare with wide eyes and open mouths.
And heaven and nature sing.
They both smile.
Frontline, you guys are invited to callbacks after lunch, auditioning for the roles of Mary and Joseph.
And everyone else, welcome to the chorus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great, great, great work today.
Harmony winces as Felicia hugs Kyle. She shakes her head as she writes notes.
Felicia seems very grateful.
She doesn't have a part yet.
He writes notes.
Well, I think she and Darius would make a cute couple. As Mary and Joseph.
Listen.
He turns to her.
You can't cast my brother in the lead role.
Are you jealous?
Jealous? I'm not jealous. I just don't want people to think that we're giving Darius special attention because he's my brother.
Darius has a great voice.
He shakes his head.
Okay, it's not great. Not yet, but I know talent. And you and I both know I know how to turn good talent into great talent.
Listen, this is me cooperating.
They stand and face each other. She glares at him and steps away.
I'll see you after lunch, Kyle.
Harmony sits playing the piano at home. She frowns and picks up her phone. Ruth sits on the edge of her tub in her bathrobe.
Hello.
Hey, did you get those clips I sent?
Yes.
front-loaded with my top choices like you asked.
And?
Well.
She turns off the water.
Is that the sound of my career going down the drain?
No. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You're at home. I can call you later.
You know, I wish I was in New York right now.
Well, then come home.
Girl, do you know my mama would kill me if I left right now? Besides, I got this thing with this guy.
A thing with a guy?
Not that kind of thing. It's just a guy I used to know. I mean, I used to more than know him, but... Well, anyway, it's... My mom convinced me to co-direct this choir, so I will be here until Christmas.
Well, that sounds kind of fun.
You know, it kind of is. Guys, it's Auntie Harmony! Finally! Come on, give her some love!
Jennifer and her kids hug Harmony. Mama walks behind her with pies.
Am I going to have to turn the water hose on y'all?
No hoses, Mama, no hoses, because I brought... What?
You keep it in the bag?
Yes. And I got my famous chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, from the freezer aisle. Thank you.
Babies, don't you worry. Your big mama is gonna make you some real cookies. Yummy and buttery and crunchy Christmas cookies.
Hold up, Mama. They gonna have to get their cookies in the morning because they going to pizza with Papa. While we
are we about to have
Matthew girl slumber party?
Yes,
you're gonna need more wine than that.
I got you, boo. Bam.
Another bottle.
So, Mama, Sister Nia told Joyce down at the Majesty Salon that you and old Deacon James was doing a little tinsel two-step down at the Fellowship Hall. Do tell.
There is nothing to tell.
Mm-hmm.
The kids were down there showing off doing that hip-tock, ticky-hop, or whatever.
Mama and Deacon James were showing the youngins how it's done. Yeah. On the hop-top, bip-bop.
Oh, yeah, we used to do social dances. You know, it was just fun. Mm. Although, Deacon James does... Feel out a Christmas sweat nicely.
Mama. Ew. Too much. How much wine have you had?
One.
How big was the glass? Was it?
Big
Hold
enough.
On, wait a minute now. This is not right. How is my little sister and my mama booed up on Christmas and I am over here kissing Santa Claus cookies?
Oh, snap, that reminds me.
What?
Hold up. Jennifer jumps up. She holds a videotape.
Oh, girl, where'd you get that? You
had bam.
She's had that all this time.
Harmony Matthews, starring in...
They snuggle on the sofa and start the film.
Photographed and produced by me.
Out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little good girls and boys.
Her parents sing with her. Jennifer pauses the video.
Daddy had a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a beautiful man. Homie, that's how she got her voice. Lord knows she didn't take after me.
This almost feels like old times.
Yeah. Almost, but not quite, you know? This place will never feel the same without Daddy.
Jennifer nods and presses the remote.
First comes a stock,
get a little nearer. Kyle sings with them.
I forgot Kyle was here that day.
Mm-hmm. He was here.
One that will open and shut its eyes. Ho, 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 who and go. Ho, 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 who and go. Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney, we'll say nay.
They sing arm in arm, smiling.
Wonderful.
Kyle hugs her.
Oh, you are going to be such a star.
Ho, ho, who and go. Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney, we'll say nay.
They sing arm in arm, smiling. Kyle hugs her.
Oh, you are going to be such a star when we get to New York.
Thank you, baby.
No, you are going to be a superstar when you get to New York. Listen, stay focused.
and your dues, and make your parents proud.
Yes.
Well, none of that turned out as planned, huh?
Mama shakes her head.
Okay, okay.
Harmony sits up.
Oh, that is enough for
hey,
me.
Hey, stop, hey, enough.
She turns it off. Jennifer leans toward her.
So, what's it like seeing Kyle again?
You are not supposed to say K-Y-L-E.
Mama, I can spell.
She smiles.
Well, since Jen brought it up.
Okay, all right, all right.
She rolls her eyes.
I'll admit that when I first saw him, my heart jumped up in my chest.
Oh, yes. He is a very handsome young man, huh?
But then it shot straight back down into my stomach. And there I was, all over again, in the airport 7 years ago, waiting.
Mama watches her sadly.
Oh, do you know, I never wanted somebody to turn a corner so much in my life. And he never did.
She takes her hand.
No, baby.
Toys and clothes fill donation bins.
Hey, baby, just put those right there. Those toys over there. Oh, Deacon James.
Mother Matthews. It is always good to see you. Getting everything ready for the clothing drive.
Yes, everything is basically good to go.
Great.
He looks up.
I see one of our clients right now who could use a preview. Your interview's tomorrow morning, right, Monisha?
Yes, sir.
We better rush and get you a few things that so you'll have enough for the entire week. Why don't you just select some things that you really like, and then I will come over in a while and help you pull some looks together. Baby, would you like this?
Thank you.
The little girl holds a toy.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I have been waiting to say that.
Me? For what?
Well, I appreciate you for getting Harmony involved with the Holiday Hallelujah Chorus. She's still on the phone all day with New York, but not half as much.
Service is an honorable pursuit.
Harmony has always had a heart for service, but unfortunately, her desire to help folks with their dreams make it easy for her to forget about her own.
Yes. Well, for better or for worse, sometimes service can be used as a...
Distraction?
Distraction.
I do it, yes, yes, I know, I've heard that.
Well, you do a lot to serve others, too, Clarissa. Well.
She smiles shyly.
I just hope that you let someone pour into you with equal measure one day. I've got to get back, okay?
Okay, come on, everyone, let's gather.
The choir.
Harmony, what are you doing here?
Oh, don't mind us, Mom.
Okay, everybody, listen up. Let's remember why we're here. The Holiday Hallelujah Chorus isn't just some Christmas show. The money that we raise can really help some real people.
Hey, Homer, come check this out.
Okay.
She joins Kyle and motions for the others to follow. He shows her a trash-filled lot.
Yeah? What do you think? It's got potential, right?
She scowls.
Yeah, for a tetanus shot.
Oh, no, come on. Now, see, over here, this would be great for a manger. And over here, we can put my piano in the band over here. I mean, it's perfect.
She turns her head.
Okay. Choir! Yeah, come down here.
They walk around the garbage.
Yeah, just fill in all over there.
Okay, hey, y'all. We're gonna rehearse what we did this morning. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
Kyle waves his arms and Harmony follows. The deacon and Mama step outside to listen. She holds her hands over her heart and smiles. Kyle high-fives the choir members.
This is why I knew two would be better than one to direct a Holiday Hallelujah Chorus.
Well, we actually wanted to know if we could have the performance here instead of the church.
He looks around.
Get right on it. Oh, yes.
Hey, Harmony.
Honey, what's good, Mama?
Hey, nothing. Just working hard for you as we speak.
You're always hard at work. That I can always rely on.
I've made a lot of money for y'all, right?
Yes, you did, and you are gonna make a whole lot more on this new one. I promise.
You're gonna have to make good on that promise fast. You know, Harmony, I'm not that hard to please.
I'm just looking for a new sound. You know, a sound that's timeless yet relevant, strong, but not overpowering.
A sound that people wouldn't even expect from Melody Starr.
Harmony smiles.
It's not hard at all.
There's a lot at stake for both of us, Harmony.
I got this.
Hope so.
It's okay.
She sets down the phone and looks toward the door. She applies lip gloss in a hurry.
I love your sweet potatoes. Hi, Harmony.
Grabs a bag.
Let me take this for you.
I
got it, baby. Okay. You just go ahead.
Hi, what are you doing here?
I just felt like the mission was so cool today. I thought we could treat ourselves some sweet potatoes.
She smiles.
Harmony, over here. Come on, baby. Work on this crust.
All right.
You know what?
Mama grins.
Think I'll go and put on some music. Get the Christmas spirit up in here.
Harmony rolls out the dough. Kyle stands next to her slicing sweet potatoes. They both pause and smile.
Oh, subtlety is not her strong suit.
Well, you know, your mama was always rooting for me when we were kids. Unlike your,
Daddy was just being a dad. He never meant anything by it.
You know, it's just kind of cool to be here, you know? With you.
She looks into his eyes, then turns away. He scowls.
And she's gone again. Like you're trying to crack down some kind of wall. It's, just keep going poof. Like, you just...
disappear. Yeah, it sounds like you.
He nods slowly.
How long are you in town for?
Oh, I don't know, honestly. I think I'll be back in New York by New Year's. I hope. I mean, I have to find this miracle unicorn of a band like yesterday, but...
Well, what?
He watches her.
If I do, when I do... I will be headed back to my job. Back home.
She lifts her hands from the dough.
Oh, this is not really my area of expertise.
Oh.
He dries his hands.
Let me help you.
He stands behind her.
What you want to do is try like this.
He reaches his arms around her and they work the dough together with his hands over hers. He slowly massages her fingers.
This doesn't feel like home anymore.
Harmony sighs and pulls her hands away from his. She steps away and washes her hands.
You know what? That's Ditchy's aprons.
They untie their aprons.
Good, because I have just about reached my pie dough peak.
She smiles.
Well, you know, cool. I got a place I want to take you.
They sit in a bar.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They toast as a band plays on the stage next to them. They watch as a woman plays the guitar.
How do you play like that?
Yeah.
You know, you were right.
Yeah, the drinks are great, right?
The band is great. The way that the players each have their own solo thread,
yeah,
but...
the arrangement is like... it's like this tapestry, right? It's like unexpected.
Seamless is the word I'd use.
A great solo, but together, they're the best.
She studies him thoughtfully.
All right, so I'm pretty sure I saw Kyle Noah out there tonight.
Kyle takes a drink.
Oh, boy.
Harmony claps as he makes his way to the stage. The man hugs him and he sits at the keyboard.
Hello. All right, let's go.
Go through the motions like I'm doing this fine.
He looks at Harmony as he sings.
Oh, no one can see that you're always on my mind, yeah. Deafening silence so loud that I can't make a sound.
She sways gently to the music and smiles.
We went our separate ways, but happens all the time. Don't close the door, at least before I find out that you're in the know. 'Cause what you do, a part of you, is caught up in the ebb and flow.
Harmony smiles and joins in the applause.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? I have one of my favorite singing partners that just got in town from the Big Apple. I'd like for all of you to give a warm welcome to Miss Harmony Matthews.
She shakes her head.
Come on, Harmony. Come on, don't leave me up here solo. Come on, cheer on, y'all. This is one of our favorite tunes right here. We love to sing together.
She frowns and stands to go. Kyle steps off the stage.
Okay. Yeah, y'all keep playing. Hey, come on. What are you doing? Don't go.
She faces him.
What was that?
Oh, come on, I just miss you. I just miss us singing together. That's all. All right, don't leave. Stay. Look, you said you liked the band, right? The band is good, right? Stay. There you go, please.
She sits slowly.
Thank you.
He leans on the table.
You know, that first one, that's mine. I did that one. It's original.
Yeah, I can tell.
You can tell. How can you tell? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that little flourish thing, you do that a lot in your songs.
Yeah.
You know, you really should write more.
Well, I want to. I'm just waiting on my muse to return.
She lowers her eyes.
You know what? Come on.
What are you doing?
Yo, wait, it's been that long. Come on, let's dance.
You know what I mean. What are we doing?
This is called dancing.
He takes her in his arms and she looks into his eyes as they move together to the music. Then she shakes her head and rolls her eyes as they continue their slow dancing. They sing to each other. She looks into his eyes.
There you are. I've been waiting for that voice. This harmony.
They share a lingering gaze, then she slips out of his arms and steps away.
And poof.
No, I'll leave this for another box.
These boxes feel a little light. We're not nearly at the level we were at this time last year.
Well, a lot of things can change in a week and a half. We still have a lot of time.
Excuse me, Deacon. Not that much time. The lease expires just after Christmas.
Lease? But we dealt with this. The building owner opted in. Our clients are homeless, and they have nowhere else to turn.
I know, Reggie, but a developer has approached the board with a proposal for a multi-use retail general-purpose facility.
They scan the paperwork.
Deacon, we cannot let this place close down. People are depending on us. Where else will they go?
Well, technically, we don't need the sale price to keep the board from entertaining the developer's offer.
What do we need to do?
A deposit of 5%, $10,000.
Mother Matthews, what's the most the holiday fundraiser ever raised?
The best year?
Mm-hmm. She shrugs.
$3,200.
Yeah. What the church has done for this mission over the years has been nothing short of
a miracle.
And that's exactly what we need now. A Christmas miracle.
The choir gathers outside a home.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A young family steps onto their porch to listen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, y'all.
Come on.
The deacon and mama join in and clap.
Merry Christmas!
They sway to the beat.
Come on in the back, let me hear you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And my feet still hurt.
Harmony smirks.
Thank you, thank you.
Holiday lights shine at the Matthews home.
All right, everyone. The Christmas coconut cookies will be ready in 7 minutes.
Jen joins Harmony as she looks across the room at Felicia flirting with Kyle.
Listen, you want me to handle that? What? Oh, Jen, I know I took an oath to first do no harm, but sisters before sutures.
She shifts her eyes.
Jen,
no, it's handled.
I'm just gonna go wish Mary a Merry Christmas.
Oh, no, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer. Jen.
Harmony bites her lip and looks away.
Don't you embarrass her, okay?
Hi.
Jen sits between Kyle and Felicia. Harmony sits in her room holding her snow globe. She gazes at it sadly as she hums. She turns around as she hears Kyle approach behind her.
I miss that voice. Kind of wish you were singing in the choir so I could listen to it every day.
Yeah, well, I'm not singing much these days.
She avoids his gaze.
Too busy creating singers.
I'm good at that.
You're good at singing. You're a singer.
I was. I'm not anymore.
Not what we do is different than not who we are.
Do you know, while you're all up in my business, can you take a minute to mind your own?
He steps back.
What's going on with music and lyrics by Kyle Noah? Don't you want to be heard outside of some hole-in-the-wall club?
Well, like I said, I'm just waiting on my muse.
He sits next to her and she lowers her eyes. Kyle turns his head and grins.
You might keep looking over my shoulder waiting for your father to scream at me from downstairs. I know y'all better have that door open.
She grins.
You know, he gave me this globe the day that we... The day that I left for New York.
You did?
Mama listens in the doorway.
He always encouraged me to reach for the stars.
She shakes the snow globe.
Just like the ones on this globe.
That snow globe came from someone who loved you beyond the stars. They wanted you to always have some North Carolina with you, even if you were in New York.
Yeah, well, New York was very lonely.
Her eyes glisten.
How many of your father was still living today? He'd be so proud of you.
The deacon startles Mama.
Carissa.
Oh!
Tell them.
She steps closer.
I came in to tell you, both of you, something.
She swallows.
Just the mission.
But what you're saying is even if we miraculously double the donation total from past fundraisers, we'd still come up short.
At church.
I don't want to give up.
Then I'm not going to give up either.
That's what I'm saying. The show must go on as expected.
She turns.
No.
She shakes her head.
We're unexpected.
Harmony races from the room and makes a call. Melody sits sipping a mug of tea.
Hey, Harmony.
You said you trusted me, right?
It depends. What's up?
How would you feel about coming to a quiet, quaint little southern town?
Quaint? You know there's nothing quaint about me. Why would you even suggest quaint?
You said you wanted something that nobody would expect from you. Listen to this.
She plays a recording into the phone. Melody nods as she listens.
Now that might be worth the plane ride.
Harmony returns to the choir and looks at Kyle.
How many tickets do you think we could sell if we had a featured singer? Like, oh, I don't know, Melody Starr?
You know what? I'm going to call my stylist right now.
Kyle grins.
I mean, that's amazing, Harmony. Like, really amazing. But what is Melody Starr going to sing?
Mary. You want her to take over my part, right? I totally understand. She's Melody. Felicia, you are our Mary. And now the world is going to get a chance to see your talent.
Darius takes Felicia's hand and they step away. Kyle looks at Harmony.
But if Felicia is still playing Mary, then what is Melody going to do? What's she going to sing?
The song you're about to write her.
For Melody Starr.
I'll help.
He smiles and shakes his head.
Help does not begin to describe what that's going to do for my career, Harmony, but if we're going to do this, we got to spend a lot of time together, like a lot of time. I mean, are you really ready for that? I mean, no poof.
I'm ready. Really.
She smiles.
No poof.
Harmony stands watching as Kyle sits at the keyboard in his living room. A pizza box rests on the back of the couch. He lowers his head.
You know what, I think you bit off more than I could chew.
She smiles.
Yeah, I think that's the pizza talking, because modesty isn't really a quality I remember you having at Large Supply.
Okay, you know what?
No, it's no shade. I'm just saying you don't need to be modest, Kyle.
She leans closer.
We have turned a country choir into a collection of voices that is Melody Starr worthy. I did not bite off more than we can chew.
Okay.
She looks into his eyes.
I kind of need this.
You do?
Yeah. It's going to help me get my job back.
But is that really what you want?
She tilts her head.
Excuse me?
Harmony, you're a singer. Okay. Look, you're incredibly successful at being an exec.
Thank you.
Yes. But is that really where your heart is?
You know, I think I have a better track record at protecting my heart than you do, so...
Okay, time out. Hold on, time out. Let's just breathe in, breathe out.
She opens the door.
You know what? I think a breath of fresh air is exactly what we need.
Listen, I don't get it. Like,
what
do I need a Christmas tree for and I don't even have a coffee table?
They stroll a tree lot.
Okay, so being at my mama's house reminds me of how good it feels to be joyful, and your bachelor pad doesn't exactly spark joy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me.
He steps around her and stops at a tree.
How about this one? Huh? Does it sparkle or whatever?
We need a hit maker tree, and this, not in it. No.
Okay.
Ooh.
I don't know.
He points.
How about this one?
She follows him.
Hmm? Does this feel like Christmas?
Okay.
Hmm?
Yeah. All right.
Christmas spirit.
They decorate the tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle smiles.
You're right.
Yeah, of course, as if there was any doubt.
The place feels alive. It actually feels like someone lives here.
Mm.
Yeah, it really takes a special kind of touch to make a place feel like home.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's not get too cozy, okay? We've got a lot of work to do.
Come on, you can't rush inspiration, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
After you.
Thank you.
Yes.
They sit.
All right, show me what you got.
He stretches.
All right.
She watches his hands on the keyboard. She looks into his eyes as they harmonize.
that, that certainly felt good.
She turns away and stands.
Come on, don't get poofy on me.
She walks to the tree.
I'm not getting poofy. I'm just finishing what we started.
Exactly.
Talking about the tree, Kyle.
He gets up and moves closer.
Let's see, what is all of this back here?
Harmony reaches behind the tree.
Can't let you do anything.
He lifts the star from a box.
Well, want to do the honors?
Yes. Thank you. Here, can you help me?
She steps onto a chair.
Go ahead.
He keeps his hand on the small of her back as she tops the tree.
Just like that. Perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wraps an arm around her waist and lifts her from the chair. Then he raises a sprig of mistletoe.
Okay, what was it that you said? Inspiration can't be rushed.
Oh, so I walked right into that.
Yeah. But you know, that's what we really need.
No, you're right. I've got an idea.
They stroll in the night and wander onto a gazebo overlooking a lake. White lights sparkle from the rafters. Harmony leans on the railing. Kyle stands next to her and gazes at the sky.
Need inspiring? Inspiration point.
She looks around in awe.
Wow. Mm. We used to come out here when we were like 16.
Yeah, you would stare up at the stars. Wish for all our dreams to come true.
New York was our dream, wasn't it?
His eyes linger on her.
You were my dream, H.
She looks up at him.
Not necessarily New York.
She searches his face.
Kyle, why didn't you come to the airport?
He frowns and looks away.
You can't even explain yourself, can you?
Can we just forget about the past? Let's just be here right now, in real time. With real feelings. I know you feel it too.
She gazes at the stars as one of them brightens.
That's it, Kyle. I know what role Melody Star should play.
What?
The Christmas star. Okay, and you'll come in after the four count, Melody.
She sings on the phone. Kyle sits at a grand piano.
Look up to the sky above on the silent night. Searching for
a silent home. Oh, you sound amazing. You sound amazing. What do you think?
Well, I think it's amazing, too. I think it sounds good.
What do you think about the part, Melody?
Oh, well, it looks like I'll be seeing you Friday at the Holiday Hoedown.
Kyle hugs Harmony. She steps toward the choir with her baton.
Here we go.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
They decorate the lot with giant snowflakes. Giant ornament decorations replace the trash at the lot.
You know, it's hard to believe that just 3 weeks ago, this place was like something out of a Halloween horror movie. I mean, but suddenly
it's Christmas! Oh, and you know what? Ever since Melody got involved, my mama said that all the tickets, they're almost sold out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Harmony grins.
Oh.
She pulls her phone from her pocket.
Hello?
We've got a problem, Harmony. Adding Melody to the call. Harmony, I'm so sorry.
Wait, what? Sorry, why? Why are you so sorry?
We can't get Melody on a plane. All the flights out of upstate have been canceled. It's literally a snowpocalypse.
You know I'd be there if I could. You know that.
Yeah, I do. I know that. What can you do? Thanks, bye guys.
All right, darling, bye.
So, what are we gonna do?
She shakes her head.
I don't know. But I tell you what I'm not gonna do. Get my job back.
He pulls her in for a hug. They rehearse.
Chase away the darkness. Chase away the fear.
You got it.
I'm sorry, Harmony. I'm just not gonna be able to pull it off.
You have an amazing voice, Felicia. We can get you where you need to be.
By tomorrow night?
Let's just take it from the top,
okay? Hold on, wait. Can we try something? Harmony, how about you just sing it? You know, just to show Felicia how you want it to be done.
She stares at him and turns to Felicia, who shrugs.
Oh, okay.
Kyle takes his seat at the piano. The choir smiles approvingly.
I know it's here inside of me to chase away the darkness, chase away the fear.
She stands next to Kyle and closes her eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Felicia's eyes glisten as she claps heartily.
We found our Christmas star.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
She shakes her head.
You know, can we just take five?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you?
Kyle looks up and shakes his head in frustration. He follows as Harmony struts past the choir. Then she pushes through the double doors to the vestibule. He faces her.
What are you doing?
She glares.
We need to be a united front.
Harmony, you need to be out front, all right? You're the obvious choice.
I thought you'd be overjoyed that I'm trying to level your girl up.
Okay, you know what? First of all, Felicia's not my girl. She's my friend. And second of all, why are you so afraid to level yourself up?
I'm not afraid. I'm not a singer.
You are a singer.
Not anymore.
Who says?
Says every audition I went on for the first 5 years I was in New York. Says hundreds of nightclub promoters and concert managers and Sonic Sound.
What are you talking about?
I started out in the mailroom there because I thought that I could just slide my demo to an executive like I was in some Living Single episode. I put my CD in a manila envelope and I put it on Mac's desk like it came in the mail.
Okay, and he loved it, right? Because you're a star. You need to know that.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah.
And then I told him I was the singer.
She shrugs.
But you're a nobody.
Okay.
That's what he said to
me. Okay, just because your boss didn't see how special you are. That's on him. It's not on you.
Yeah, no, it was on me to turn my failure into a success. If I couldn't make it, then I was going to do everything I could to support those who could. I made a career out of making dreams come true.
What about your dreams?
I woke up.
You woke up.
Kyle scoffs.
Harmony, you've got an opportunity to do what God put you on this planet to do. You have to do this.
She steps away.
You can do this.
She crosses her arms and looks away.
We would have to change all the marquees. Tell every ticket holder that Melody Starr is not coming.
Okay, that's fair. We can do that.
She shakes her head.
This is crazy. I haven't performed in years.
No, stop. H, get out of your head. Get into your heart.
He holds her shoulders.
What does your heart say?
She stares thoughtfully.
I do miss it.
And it misses you too.
She turns around.
Let's just get back in there and talk to the choir.
Come on, Felicia can't do the part.
Yeah, she made that very clear. I just want to get with Kivon to see if there's enough time to change the Christmas star costume.
You mean Melody Starr's costume?
Well, I guess it's my costume now.
He hugs her.
Yes.
Mama works at the mission.
Where's this heading out? Is everything going smoothly?
Oh, yes. I just need to find more robes. But other than that, everything is looking great.
Yes, it does.
Oh, you know, stop that. So, how are ticket sales going now that Melody canceled?
Well, like you said, we're going to need a Christmas miracle. But what this show is doing for everyone's Christmas spirit, you can't put a dollar amount on that.
Yeah, it is indeed important to recognize the things that are valuable in life.
Is there something else you need?
Kinda.
Well, I was just about to head home and get ready for tonight.
About that. How about picking me up at 6 o'clock?
I thought you'd be staying here with Harmony and getting ready for the show.
No, I'm going to be busy getting myself ready for our date.
Grins.
Oh.
Yes, our date. I know it's been 40 years since I had a date, but I think it is still customary that a gentleman pick a lady up at her home.
It is.
He smiles at her.
6 o'clock.
Her eyes sparkle.
Sharp.
Okay, sharp.
Mia stumbles upon Felicia reaching for Darius behind a Christmas tree.
Baby, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
She turns away before they see her. She dashes into the dressing room.
Oh, you found some more robes. Just put them over there.
That's not all I found. Miss Felicia was out there doing the mistletoe tango with none other than Mr. Noah.
Harmony turns and stares in surprise. They stop and stare at Felicia. Kyle steps in.
What?
All right now. Where's my star? Come on.
She glares.
How could you?
I'm confused.
Don't act innocent. Nia saw it all. You were doing the mistletoe tango?
Y'all put a dance in the show?
No, Mama. Kyle and Felicia. Lip to lip.
Oh. What? Wait a minute. I didn't say nothing about Felicia and Kyle.
Then who?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, fine. Darius and I have been going on for months now.
Wait, Darius, my brother Darius.
Yes.
Why wouldn't y'all have told me this?
Well, I don't know. We didn't want to jinx it, okay? We wanted to make sure it was a thing before we subjected it to the rumor mill.
She looks around.
Look, Harmony, Kyle and I are only friends. You know that if you just tell you the truth.
Felicia.
No.
Kyle? Felicia's right. You should tell him.
Miss Matthews, I...
You two need to talk. Everybody out. Come on, get out. What kind of out don't you understand? Move it faster. Ooh, can't you move faster than that?
Harmony leans on her chair.
Now talk.
He turns to her.
Harmony, you need to understand how much your father loved you. How much he believed in you.
Yes, he wanted you to have every chance to shine.
Wait, what are you two talking about?
Flashback.
Harmony, you ready?
The day we were supposed to go to New York, I came to the house so we could go to the airport together instead of you meeting me there.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that the other day. I never knew that.
Yeah, well, you were gone. Some gone away thing with girls.
Oh, and Kyle, he was just so excited. I mean, the two of you had the whole world ahead of you. But
what, Kyle?
Your father had his doubts.
He didn't think I should have gone to New York?
No.
He glances at Mama.
He had his doubts about me.
Flashback.
He was afraid that you would spend so much of your energy making sure I pursued my dreams that you would lose focus of your own.
He felt that once you got your feet under you, then things would be different. You'd come home for Christmas, and he would support the two of you, you know, so everything would get back to the way you left it. But
Harmony looks at Mama.
Your daddy passed.
He never came back.
Why didn't you say anything? Either of you.
Your father swore me to secrecy. Oh, baby, I was wrong.
Her eyes water.
I mean, we were wrong.
I just thought it'd be better for you to hate me.
Instead of hating your father.
Flashback.
It was Kyle who gave your father the snow globe that you loved so much. Because we wanted you to have some of North Carolina, no matter where you were.
Her dad accepts the snow globe from Kyle.
This is not something that you can't, the two of you can't make right. God has sent you home for a moment such as this.
Mama looks sadly from Harmony to Kyle. Then she pats Kyle's shoulder on her way out.
So you let me go?
She frowns.
It was the right thing to do.
No, the right thing to do would have been to come with me. I would have done that for you.
That's why I didn't go. I didn't want you to have to do that for me.
No, I get it now. I get it. All of this. You were just trying to clear your guilty conscience.
No.
You didn't believe in me then, and you definitely don't believe in me now.
That's not true, Harmony.
I am not going out there and making a fool out of myself again, pretending like you're going to support me. You know what? We're cutting the Christmas star solo.
Wait. No, listen. We can't go back.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know what? Even if we make a penny for the mission, it'll be worth it. But after tonight,
you and I, this do-over, it's gonna end the same way it did in the beginning. With me on my own.
Harmony, listen, I love you.
He kneels.
You hear me? I've always loved you. I've loved you since we were kids. I love you now.
No, you don't, Kyle. The Bible says that love always protects. It always persists, and you gave up on us. You gave up on me.
Gave up?
He stands and paces.
Harmony, you didn't go to New York to become some exec. Senior director? Look in the mirror. You're a singer.
He leans on her chair.
No, I didn't give up on you. You gave up on yourself.
She watches him storm out.
Harmony, did you know there are a lot of media trucks outside?
She holds her phone.
Oh, as usual, Ruthann, you've saved the day. Thank you. Good news, everyone. Melody Starr is on her way, and she should make it here in time for her solo. Maybe. Okay, places in 20.
Kyle moves across the dressing room.
You know what? For the fundraiser's sake, I'm happy that the star is on her way. But to me, our Christmas star is standing right here in front of me. Afraid to shine.
Her shoulders drop and she steps around him, shaking her head. Mama follows her out. She stands with the choir.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to the Holiday Hallelujah Chorus. Tonight, we will be singing some songs, special ones that we've prepared just for you, and I hope you enjoy.
Harmony's golden dress shimmers in the light as she steps from the stage. She turns to face the choir, who stand in festive red robes with shimmery Christmas tree cutouts behind them.
Glow, glow, Gloria. Chelsea's Day.
Oh. Kyle plays the keyboard. Harmony sways to the music as she waves her baton. The cloud claps as they rock from side to side.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Laser lights wave behind them. Looks into the night from the window of her limo and holds her phone.
And Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, and He shall reign.
A limo races on the highway.
And hallelujah,
Mama's face glows in the candlelight as she sits next to the deacon and applauds.
So, as I'm sure many of you were expecting, the next song is supposed to be...
She turns to Kyle at the keyboard.
What are you doing? Skip the solo.
You got this.
She faces the audience with uncertainty and sings. Mama smiles softly.
Yes, baby. Look up to the sky above on this silent night, searching for a sign to lead me home. All the doubts and questions, am I even where I'm supposed to be? Then I hear your voice telling me,
Deacon shows Mama a phone notification of the $10,000 fundraiser goal met. She kisses his cheek. And catches her breath. Jen, Mama, and the Deacon beam in the front row. Cameras flash. She smiles when Kyle steps onto the stage and embraces her.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, look.
She points.
Look, everybody, Melody made it! Melody starred!
Melody smiles as she makes her way to the stage. She holds her hands out to Harmony.
I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
I just sang the song you were supposed to sing.
I know, you sound.
Well, I mean, do you know Carol of the Bells?
I think so, yes.
She can do Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, great.
All right, okay. Let's do it.
Everyone, Melody Starr.
She holds her hand up and Melody turns to the choir. She claps and begins to sway to the music. Harmony joins in.
Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, walking down, telling their tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Amazing!
Melody hugs her as the audience stands and applauds. Harmony joins her family.
Harmony, you were amazing.
Oh.
Jen hugs her.
Deacon has been listening to the donation tracker. We hit the $10,000 mark. Yes!
Oh, thank God Melody Starr made it.
Oh, your father, he would be so proud of you.
Right.
Listen, we're going to go mingle.
Okay.
Kyle moves closer as her family steps away.
You're brilliant. You are brilliant.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
She looks at her phone on the table.
Oh.
Congratulations, Harmony. It is good to have you back.
Thank you for saying that.
Listen, Ruth Ann tagged me in the live stream.
It was amazing, really. I mean, the whole thing was top-notch.
Yeah, well, I'm glad everyone enjoyed it.
Do you think you can get the choir to New York City this week? Record the single?
I wanted to drop by New Year's Eve.
I think I can handle that.
And after the new year, I want to get you that office you've been wanting.
The C-suite?
You've earned it, Harmony.
I don't think I'm going to be coming back to any office. Yeah.
No, I told you that you would want me back.
And unfortunately, I am unavailable. I'm committing to some new dreams, rather recommitting to some old ones.
Bye, Frank.
Ooh!
Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
Right, yes.
Like that.
For real, just
now,
like that.
Okay, Miss Hitmaker. Now, who knew you were the hit in the making?
That's very sweet of you to say.
Listen, now, when I say something, it's because I mean it. I really think you should be a solo artist.
Well, I just got a promotion. Hmm? Senior Director of Acquisitions.
You deserve it all, but no.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I told her.
That's my girl.
That's right.
She turns to Kyle.
I actually have some other things in mind.
Melody stares.
I'm gonna be a singer.
Oh, listen, Harmony, you've had my back from the start. What do you think about a little investment?
What do you mean?
I mean, the most amazing A&R is a free agent right now. I'd start an indie label. You think $250,000 of
get you started?
What?
Money.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
You better say yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Oh, Ruthann is getting a huge promotion. Ooh, I'm going to sign myself as my first act. Wait, can I do that?
Yes, of course you can. You better.
Please count me in as your second artist.
Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I owe you big time.
Please, you keep turning those dreamers that the gatekeepers called nobodies, you turn them into stars. And that's all you'll ever owe me.
Thank you.
Harmony hugs Melody.
All right.
Melody gestures to Kyle that she's watching.
Love you too.
Harmony turns to him as Melody leaves.
She is a fool. Okay, so I didn't know that I was going to say no to Frank. But when he offered me everything I wanted, I realized that I didn't really want it anymore. It is time for me to focus on my dreams.
Am I a part of that dream?
You know, I'd really like that, Kyle, but you're here and I'm going back to New York.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I knew that was going to happen. December 26th, 4:45 p.m., departure. I booked the flight.
What?
I wasn't sure if you were going to give me another shot, but I knew it was time for me to shoot Melody.
You're coming to New York?
No, not coming to New York. Moving. Darius is taking over my lease, and I've already set up an interview with a church in Brooklyn, and I've got some choir and some big-time superstar next week. I mean...
He grins.
It's kind of crazy.
So we're going to be in New York?
Together.
Yeah.
About time, right?
She smiles.
You know, Harmony, I cannot imagine a world where you're not making your dreams come true. Right? And ever since the day you got back and pummeled me with that pie, I knew right then that I wanted to do everything in my power to make you happy. You know, you talk about once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. I've already missed one once. I'm not gonna miss it again.
He leans in and kisses her.
Hallelujah!
Kyle and Harmony laugh as the choir and their families surround them beneath the sparkling holiday lights. Then they kiss again. She beams as he wraps his arms around her.